Good afternoon. It is a Thursday, big Thursday, September 10th, 2015. It is the day of the Popcorn Festival, and it is the day Mr. McFeely comes to WWGH Radio. And running the board today, as we kick this off, is station owner and pal tonight, and who's got a mic over there, Terry Tackett. Terry, how you doing?
Doing fine. How you doing today, Scott?
If you want to put that mic over by closer to you, that way you don't have to jump up there, might make it a little easier during the process.
Boy, that's a lot better.
Is that a lot better? And we can hear us both right now, too. Do want to let everybody know that it's kind of interesting. We're filming this for television as well, so normally when I would have a headset on, I really don't right now, so I can hear what's being said. But we do want you to call in, 740-383-9944. Mr. McFeely has not arrived yet, but we expect him very soon, and there's going to be a show today at the Palace Theater at 2 o'clock, an Elvis impersonator show headed by a man named Eric Bressy. And Eric is supposed to stop by here today at 12:40 to plug that program. So that is going to be a lot of fun. I can assure you of that. This is WWGH Radio, big day, the Popcorn Festival. Terry, what does the Popcorn Festival mean to you?
Well, Scott, the Popcorn Festival to me means, when I was younger, I always looked forward to it. Just parade time, it just meant, you know, obviously good food. You know, you got to see all the floats. You got to see all the businesses and stuff that you never seen. You know, like, there were some businesses I never even knew of that, I guess, that existed. And one that sticks out in my mind a lot is the Houghton Sulky Company.
Really? Houghton?
Never knew what they did for a long time. Till the Popcorn Festival.
That's very interesting. Well, and you know something that's going to be fun tonight? The parade. The parade is one of the greatest events in Marion history. And tonight, you and I and our other owner, Sean Kraft, Charlie Evers, Marianne Michaels, Satch Sullinger, and Mr. McFeely will all be in this parade tonight that hits the streets of downtown Marion at 6 o'clock. So when he gets here, if you don't get to hear him on the radio and you don't come out to the Marion Center Mall to see Mr. McFeely, by goodness, you'll see him tonight in the parade along with 150,000 other people.
It's one of those things that you can't describe it. I mean, you know, you see all your family, friends out there, you know, waving and wishing you good cheers, and it's just incredible. This will be my second time ever being in a parade.
You know, I was in it one other time. I was for a charity event, but that's the only other time I've ever been in it. So tonight will be a whole new thing. And we have to thank Crafty Construction, who underwrote this event and is producing the float for us. I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't either.
But I hear it's fantastic.
That's
safari balloons and our beautiful banner, thanks to Ted Jolliffe, will be put up. It's going to be a heck of a time. And if you are at that parade tonight, yell at us. If you know Terry, if you know me, if you know Sean, if you know Marianne, Charlie, if you know Mr. McFeely, which of course I imagine you will.
And of course, everyone forgetting, say hey to Big Satch. I mean,
absolutely.
You can't miss Big Satch. I mean, he's going to be...
We are going to have fun.
Yeah.
This is going to be a night like no other. It's going to be...
Absolutely.
And the fun continues tomorrow. We'll all be back here tomorrow morning for another day of fun with Mr. McFeely tomorrow morning. Brett Cornelius, I think, will be in.
Don't forget your supported by Kroger.
We will have free donuts here tomorrow. We will have chocolate milk,
orange juice,
the whole bit. $10 gift card to Kroger we'll give away tomorrow.
Starbucks coffee.
Marianne will be in tomorrow. Charlie will be in tomorrow.
Any other special guests you got lined up? Mr. McFeely, I mean.
There could be some surprises. I'm not going to confirm anything.
Right.
Because one of those confirmations tends to not show up sometimes.
I got you.
So we're not going to mention it.
Sure.
But if he happens to walk in the doors between tomorrow. Now and then, good for him.
Yes.
But you know what? We've got it here today.
Yeah.
But again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if you'd like to give us a ring. You know what? Let's start this day off right. Let's give away $10 to Pesto's.
Okay.
And I want to do this because Pesto's also is underwriting this event. Thank you, Pesto's.
Thanks, Pesto's.
On Delaware Avenue, as well as the Best Western Hotel.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about it. Thank you, Best Western. Lori.
Lori at Best Western, thank you for
Lori.
All you're doing for underwriting the Mr. McFeely event here
Lori.
In Marion.
Yep.
Now, we should do some Mr. McFeely trivia to give away this Pesto's gift certificate. But let's make it a nice, easy one, so it's whoever rushes to their phone first will get to win this. $10 gift certificate to Pesto's. If you can tell me what's a good bit of Mr. Rogers trivia, what was Mr. Rogers' middle name? Fred Rogers, the host of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, what was his middle name. Give us a call, 740-383-9944, and if you can tell me what was Mr. Rogers' real middle name, we will give you $10 to Pesto's. Now, you can only win once in this tour of the next few days, and one gift per household, but $10 to Pesto's if you can tell me what was Mr. Rogers' middle name. 740-383-9944. Terry and all this as we wait for Mr. McFeely to come. Satch is down getting some lunch. We'll see him in just a few minutes. Like I said, Eric Bressy from the Palace Theater with the Elvis show should be in here momentarily. What are you looking forward to?
You know, like I say, for me, I kind of get goosebumps every year this time of year. It highlights our city. I mean, just kind of brings everybody together. You know, it's just a fun time.
Well, and we should mention that tonight after the parade for 1 hour, Mr. McFeely will be downtown in front of Shamrock Insurance.
Thank you, Shamrock Insurance,
signing autographs, and they're free.
Yeah.
The man does not charge.
He brings a bunch of pictures and just come on up. And
that'll be, you know, the parade's usually over about 7:30, 8 o'clock. Right, so I say we'll be there from 8 to 9 in front of Shamrock Insurance, which is right down near the main stage at the Marion Popcorn Festival.
The entertainment will be at that Marion.
I do not know about the entertainment. Who do we have tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday?
Tonight, on that main stage right there, is a tribute band to the band Heart.
Okay. Now, for people who don't know, what songs did Heart perform?
They were two women. Listen to Your Heart, I think, was one. They've had several top 10 hits. They were a 70s, 80s band. Very, very good. All women, but it's a tribute band to them. Then I believe there's a local band, Left to Center, I think, is playing.
Very nice.
Tonight, very good. Then tomorrow night is the country act, Rodney Atkins, on that stage tomorrow.
I hear a lot of people want to see this.
A lot of people wanting to see that. And then, of course, it's going to be closed out Saturday night by, the band Warrant.
Now, what were the big hits with that band?
The big hits for that band was they had one called Cherry Pie.
Cherry Pie.
Heaven. And I found one last night, which I'd forgotten about, called Where the Down Boys Go.
Are you excited for this?
Yeah. Now they are without their original lead singer, of course, Janie Lane. He unfortunately passed away. But that'll
take you out of the head singer spot in a hurry.
I mean, they're still going strong, and
still having a good time.
Still having a good time.
So. Well, as I say, I do want to mention again that $10 to Pesto's if you can tell me what Mr. Rogers' middle name was. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What was Mr. Rogers' middle name? Just let me know, and we will give you $10 to Pesto's. 740-383-9944. So a whole hullabaloo of events going on here. Now, the Satch Sullinger show just ended moments ago. Mm-hmm. What were the big topics this morning? I heard some of them coming in,
Satch had we have a new I lost my train of thought. The only word coming to my head is episode, but a new segment on the program called Satch's Rant. So he started off the show talking about the two kids in Kentucky, I believe, that tackled the official under the guidance of their coach. And he was basically saying how he wanted to rehab the kids, and then he kind of went into this Kim Davis, Mike Huckabee thing. And
We might touch on that here in a second, but you know what's interesting? I'm sitting here looking at myself in the camera and three empty chairs. And I just cannot wait till we get these chairs filled up.
I'm ready.
So I'm ready for
it.
Let's go. We're in hour number one.
I want to see this mailman walk through the door here.
I know. Now, did you meet with him at all last time when he was here?
I did not.
Not at all?
I didn't. Nope.
Well, today will be the day.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it today.
Hope he didn't get lost on the turnpike.
Like, I got specific instructions from my mom to make sure to get him an autograph picture.
Absolutely.
So.
And I think a lot of people want to do that. And remember, we are down here in the Marion Center Mall, right inside the main doors, right behind McDonald's. You come in, you can't miss us. You'll see us sitting here right to the left, and that's where we will be through 4 o'clock today.
I think tonight we'll probably have a couple bags of candy for him to toss out to the kids or whatever. So
It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm even looking forward to tomorrow, because once this big popper of a day ends, tomorrow is going to be tremendous with everything we're able to do, having Mr. McFeely back on the air, maybe a few surprise drop-ins.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, you say maybe one of our surprise guests is going to be doing something tonight in Columbus.
Could be, yep, just one of those things I heard in passing, but could be.
Absolutely. Now, you say Taylor Swift is playing.
Taylor Swift's playing. She's doing two shows. She's doing tonight and she's doing tomorrow at Nationwide Arena. And what she's been doing not at every show, but like every other show, she's been pulling some you know, people up on the stage, you know, to sing and dance with her to some of her songs. And they thought that when she come back to Columbus, one of the people would obviously be Urban Meyer.
I think that would be a logical choice.
And then they listed some other people. And a previous guest on this show was on that list of people that they listed.
But now, is he confirmed, or is it just hearsay?
I think it's really kind of just hearsay right now.
Okay. But maybe tonight.
But maybe tonight, you know.
But you know what? We don't care about that, because
exactly.
Tonight we have the Popcorn
Festival.
That's right.
And our sole focus tonight is the Popcorn Festival Parade. Everybody, let's have some fun tonight. Like I say, I mean, everybody come out, enjoy yourself. We'll have schedules of programming. I mean, we're going to have everything. So,
Poppin' Safari. And I think we are getting a phone call.
I'm going to take that one off the air.
Okay, well, I'll keep talking here. You're tuned to WWGH Radio. This is the big weekend with Mr. McFeely. This is going to be a tremendous amount of fun. I guess it's not even a weekend. It's a Thursday and a Friday here. Days of the Popcorn Festival. So today we are going to have Mr. McFeely as well as Satch Solinger is going to return here in just a few minutes. Charlie Evers will be in at 2 o'clock today. Eric Bresci, who's doing a show at the Marion Palace Theater today at 2 o'clock, totally free to the public. So if you're not doing anything at 2 o'clock today, at 2 o'clock you can go to the Marion Palace Theater and see this great Elvis impersonator have a great show. And that's going to be a lot of fun for everybody. Palace Theater down on Center Street, right across from the old Harding Hotel. Tonight we'll be in the Popcorn Festival Parade. Of course, we'll be on through 4 o'clock today here at WWGH Radio. Tomorrow morning, we'll kick off the morning at 10 o'clock with Mr. McFeely. And then at 11 a.m., we'll have Wittenberg's Door with Pastor Brett Cornelius. And then starting at 12, we'll have the Exchange Club with Marianne Michaels, Charlie Evers, and tomorrow's special guest, Mr. McFeely, of course. Who else would it be? And then rounding out the afternoon tomorrow on the Fahey Bank Charlie Evers show will be Charlie Evers and Mr. McFeely. And I'm sure I'll still be floating around at that point. And it will be just a tremendous time. And it is a tremendous time here at WWGH Radio. We're all having a good time. It is absolutely tremendous. And you do not want to miss what's going to happen here. Now, as we anxiously await the arrival of Mr. McFeely, a trivia question has been put on the table for $10 in free food to Pestos. For $10 in free food to Pestos, you can call me right now, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And tell me, what was the middle name of Fred Rogers? What was the middle name of Fred Rogers? And if you can do that, you will get $10 in free food to Pestos. So you cannot go wrong there. That is going to be a lot of fun. And who knows who's going to call in over the next few days? Who knows what's going to happen? Who knows who will be in that parade tonight? It's Poppin' Safari. But we do know Marianne Michaels, Charlie Evers, Satch Solinger, I think we're getting a call here, and I'm not near the phone to hit the button, but I think a phone call is coming in. I think, okay, maybe we'll be returning in the blink of an eye. You'll see Terry Barrow through the camera shot here. There he is. No problem. Things going on. All right, put us up on the air. Hey, WWGH Radio, are you there?
I am. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. I think I might have the answer.
Okay, what was the answer?
Is it McFeely? Fred McFeely Rogers?
McFeely Rogers, you have it right, sir. What is your name?
My name is George Cavender.
George Cavender. George, do you listen to the station often?
Normally on lunchtime here.
Oh, you're on lunch right now?
I am.
Oh, what are you on lunch? Where are you on lunch from?
I work at the ArcelorMittal plant.
Well, I didn't hear you, George. What was that?
I work at the ArcelorMittal plant.
Oh, really? What do you do there?
I'm actually in the office. I'm part of the office staff. I'm a buyer.
Perfect. Are you excited for Mr. McFeely to come in?
I just love that show.
Yeah, it's a great show. And are you going to the popcorn parade tonight?
I am. It actually starts basically where I live, so it's a short walk for me.
Well, George, I'll expect you to be yelling at us when we go flying down the road tonight.
I will at that.
Hey, thank you, George.
You are welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
George Cavender, the big winner of our Pesto's gift certificate. That is very, very cool. Terry Tackett returns with us here. Terry, we had a phone call there. How's it going?
It's going real well. I took the call. And
is that good news?
It was, but it was good news and bad news.
Well, let's hear good news
okay.
and bad news.
Okay, well, the good news was, to all the listeners out there and to yourself, Dick Schaffrath says to tell everyone hello.
Okay.
He really wanted to be on the float tonight, but he's in Cincinnati working right now.
Oh, okay.
So,
but he'll be back next Monday.
He says Monday, he's back.
Perfect. So. Dick Schaffrath and Shooting from the Hip, which
yep.
you co-host with him, will be next Monday. And I think we're going to be doing...
He wants to call it now the new Dick Schaffrath show.
The new Dick Schaffrath show. How is that old from the old Dick
he's
Schaffrath
not, he's
show?
Not gonna, he told me he's got some surprises.
Well, hey, joining us here in the studio is a man you've already heard
absolutely.
This morning on the air.
One of my favorite people in the entire world.
I think I can echo that statement.
Yeah. The first, can I say this? The first annual WWGH Humanitarian Award winner.
Absolutely. November 19th.
Satch Sullinger.
You know, Satch, we used to do this. It was you and I for a long time. I miss those mornings. We did have deep conversations.
Yes.
Let's have one right now because I, you know, sometimes I'm in the car when I'm driving and I'm listening to you and Terry, and I think, boy, I have an opinion on that too. And this morning it was the Kentucky woman.
Absolutely.
Now, my thing with this woman is, and I agree with you, if I'm at a job and somebody tells me to do something, no matter what my religious beliefs are, how can I just say I'm not going to do it?
You can't.
She did.
And my whole argument is there's nothing wrong with her holding her religious beliefs. But you have to quit the job to hold on to your religious beliefs. You cannot change the job description and be a public servant and force feed your values on other people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it boils down to what I broached last, my last hour of my show. Is what's the difference between that and ISIL? ISIL is believing that their religion is the only one that's important, and that they, the difference between her and ISIS is killing people that don't believe in their faith. But she's doing the same thing, but not killing. I mean, you know, we all read the Bible. We read the same Bible. And the Bible, the Muslims call the Quran, same words. But through reading it, we interpret the words so differently. What makes one right and one wrong? You know, it's
right.
This idea that we have our beliefs, we have a right to practice our beliefs, but we don't have a right to force feed it on someone else.
Well, it's very interesting to me because this woman went to jail for it. Now, she is very fervent, obviously, in her belief, but when asked if she would quit her job, she said no.
Well, there's a little history behind why she would quit her job. Her mother was the clerk for 34 years, and now she's been the clerk for 23 or 24 years. So between her and her mom, they've held that for over half a century. And, I mean, you know, sometimes you even think you're bigger than the thing itself.
We never get bigger than the thing itself, never. You know, we're part of the world. The world's not part of us.
What do you make of this Huckabee? Because apparently this has become his story. Mr. Mike Huckabee running for president.
Well, I kind of agree with you. We talked before. He just needs airtime. He's trying to compete with Trump. But at the time, you know, there was an expression, there's no bad airtime when you're running for office. Well, I think we need to reevaluate that now because, I mean, he's really, he's contradicted himself. He's let one woman bring him down. They've used a song without permission from the band, and the band is suing him for $1.4 million. Now, I think the band doesn't need the money. It's just the idea that the band is more accepting of diversity. They don't want to be associated with anything that's anti- the movement of gay liberation. And so they sued him $1.4 million, and at the same time, he's on this interview with the lady, and the lady said, asked him, I mean, just point blank, asked him, well, what happens if the clerk, when, what's her name again?
Kim Davis.
Went to get a marriage license, and the woman at the counter said, I don't believe in divorce, so I'm not giving you a marriage license. And Huckabee's response to that was, well, you know, there's a difference between a man and a woman, and a man and a man, and a woman getting married. He said, and there's laws that accept divorce and that people can remarry. And the woman's response was, well, there's a law, too, that says that gays have the right to marry. And that was the end of the segment on Facebook. I mean, at that point, it all said what it anything after that was mute.
Why is this such a hard pill for people to swallow? Everybody's fighting about it. Almost every Republican candidate is against it in some way. But it's done. Isn't it done?
It's done. I think that there's certain parts of our society that want us to keep arguing about it because it saves them money. I think the insurance industry is the biggest one against it because now they have to start paying, you know, husband-wife benefits where, you know, individual benefits cost more. And you know, it's opening up the door. It also keeps us divided. It keeps us at each other's throat. And my whole argument is, you know, I call it smorgasbord religion, where you go down the line, you say, I'll take this, I don't want that. I mean, if you're gonna, you know, be religious and with your faith, then you should go all the way with everything, not just segments of it, what benefits you. And anytime I see, in this especially for ministers, I see people use religion to benefit themselves, I'm so turned off from that. I mean, religion is to benefit others. It's not to benefit self. And I see so many people use religion for their own personal gains.
Do you think this is why there are now more atheists in America than ever before?
No, I just think that the openness and that the way something can happen in California right this second, and we can see about it in 30 seconds on Facebook. I think there's just more access to everyone now all around the world, and especially around our country, that we're starting to pay more attention. I use this as my example. You know, I bought an Expedition, a gray one. You know, it's called a gunmetal gray. And I never paid attention to gunmetal gray before. But now that I have a gunmetal gray, it seems like every time I turn the corner, I see gunmetal gray. Why? Because I'm paying more attention to it now. That's all it is.
Is religion in today's society a good thing when it denies so many so much? I mean, that's really what a lot of these fights are about. If the Bible was not saying what it says, because that's what they always quote. That's what Huckabee was up there quoting the other day, mm-hmm. was the Bible. That's why this woman said she can't marry these people. It's the Bible.
Well, our forefathers, they were very intelligent men. They had written in the Constitution, the bylaws of separation between church and state. Along came this thing called No Child Left Behind, and these vouchers, and we can send tax dollars to parochial schools. And one little change will create a domino effect in so many different areas. And I think that's what it is, you know, we've got tax dollars in the churches now. A perfect example is, here you have a high school here in Marion who's not allowed to hang the Ten Commandments, am I correct?
That's right.
But they can take your tax dollars and send it to a parochial school. Is that fair? So that right there creates a whole lot of opening the door. Now, last hour on the show, I talked about the fact that everyone that goes to a Catholic school is not Catholic. They're going there for the education. not all, but some. Just all it takes one. Well, now my tax dollars are in there. You've already separated church and state. Now let's separate this religion from this school. I don't want to be a Catholic. I want to be recognized as a Baptist, or I want to be recognized as a Muslim. Everyone's fighting for their own territory now. So Pandora's box has been opened. And so where it goes from here, we don't know. But I know one thing. America is coming together fighting for freedoms away from big business, away from I have to do it this way because you said to do it this way. But at the same time, two wrongs don't make a right. I want to practice my own religion the way I want to practice it, but that doesn't mean now that I have the freedom to practice it that you're wrong for practicing the way you practice, or that I try to force feed it on you or others. And we have to find that balance of individualism, but at the same time remember that we're a part of something that's bigger than us, and that the world doesn't evolve around us, but we are part of the world. And as soon as we get there, I think everything kind of mellow out.
You know what I found interesting about the Ten Commandments was, now the voice that was complaining about it was very loud, and that group was very loud and protesting. But if you took that up to a poll, which nobody did, nobody put it up to a vote, would people want it there? Did people care that it was there? Was it just a vote of indifference? Because I always wondered, on the presidential ticket, if you put a ballot out and you said the Republican, the Democrat, or none of the above, how many votes would none of the above get?
I think none of the above would get a lot of votes.
Yeah. So I wonder just how many people did not care about this whole Ten Commandments thing. Take it out, leave it in, whatever, who cares? But it was because the voice was so loud for putting it back in, but yet couldn't recite the Ten Commandments mm-hmm. when we had them on the show. Is that the squeaky wheel gets the grease?
Absolutely. And that way it always is.
Yes.
That's the way it always is. Yeah. And the media is expert at that. They squeak the wheel in the direction that they want us to think, because the media in the past is all we had, and they shaped our thinking. And now that we have, you know, these phones are really computers and access to the world that happen to say hello like a phone. And the world is changing right in front of us. It's like the internet is can't be governed and controlled. And so there's a whole lot of stuff going out there that, you know, it's helping everyone become a little wiser. And it contradicts lies that are being told. And I think that it's a good thing, but at the same time, we went from over here, and it's going to be a pendulum all the way over here, and eventually it's going to come back to the middle. When it gets to the middle, I think we're going to see a very productive.
I think we're going to take a call here. Caller, are you there? Nope. Apparently they went away. We'll hope they call back.
Yes.
740-383-9944. You know, Satch, what worries me about the internet is this idea of everybody's a journalist.
Yes.
Because you can put anything out there, and whether it's true or not, it's there forever.
Absolutely. And that's the negative side of the embryonic stages of this thing called internet, and everyone has access. It will get better. Because I think we as Americans want it to get better. And the one thing that we're getting away from is we don't watch news like we used to anymore. We're going to the internet. If you want to find out something, just go on the internet. You know, we got to make sure that the internet where we go is being truthful. Because in the past, our political machines have thrown enough spaghetti, which I call lies, against the wall that some of it sticks, that you believe it. He had no other alternative but to go there for your information. And now it's just not working like that anymore. So we're in a transformation of politics. We're in a transformation of America for by the people, for the people, back to that, where before I personally felt it has been by the people for big business, not for the people. We've conditioned ourselves to choose the best of the worst and just accept it as if to say, but that's life, life goes on. I think we're beyond that now. I think it always gets worse before it gets better when the storm, you know what I mean? And we're in the middle of the storm right now.
What I wonder is, what is this Donald Trump factor? How can this man running for the highest office in the land maintain 28% of the vote, he Republican side, which he is right now? Nothing he say hurts him. He never goes down in the polls. And now he's demanding that CNN, who has the debate next week, that CNN must donate all the profits from the debate to a charity that he wants it to go to, or he's not going to appear because he says all the ratings are coming from him.
Well, there's your first sign that this man thinks he's bigger than the thing itself.
Oh, that, no doubt about that.
You know, and he's saying this wanting an office. What will he be like if he gets the office? How will he deal with diplomats from other countries? He has a total bully approach. We've seen it, and we laughed. You're fired on his show. You know, he's had more media time than anyone else, and so media time does pay off. But I'm a firm believer that America is more intelligent than what we're seeing right now. I don't think America is involved in the political scheme of things right now as they will be, simply because it's such a farce right now. I mean, I've never seen the GOP with start off with 10, 11 candidates. You got me? I mean, usually they're the ones that's the more organized because they're more controlled and more conservative. I mean, even they're going at each other's throats in a very ignorant kind of way. They're jumping on any bandwagon they can to try to make up for the media time that Trump has had before announcing he was going to run for president. And I think that the early signs aren't going to be indicative of what reality is really going to show when this thing really gets serious. I don't think no one's really paying attention. And let's use this as an example. You know, Trump was asked yesterday on news when he was protesting the Iran nuclear deal that he said it was the ignorant, most asinine thing he's ever seen, that inept president doing this. And so the lady asked him, it was a man asking, well, what would you do? He said, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do. He said, that's what the problem is. People talk too much. What has he been doing other than talking? He said, people talk too much. What it is, he doesn't have a platform. And so basically what he's really saying is, vote for me, I'll be your president, then I'll tell you what my platform is. I'm not going to tell you what my platform is beforehand because I don't want anybody to know. But I always thought was, you let people know your platform so they'll vote for you. I mean, he's coming in going to change the whole process. I mean, he really thinks he's that powerful to change the process. I mean, he's the kind of guy that if I coached his son and I didn't play his son, he would buy the whole school district just to fire me to put a coach in there to play his son.
Vindictive.
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, and I understand that a lot of the problem gets laid on the media here, but now here becomes the problem, I think. Because CNN is not Fox News. I think CNN, by and large, tries to stay in the center of everything. But when Donald Trump goes on these shows, I just heard the other day he's going to be on The View. When Donald Trump goes in on these shows, whether he calls in or he sits down for an interview, the ratings are astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
So the people are watching. If you bring Mike Huckabee on or you bring Hillary Clinton on, you're not getting those ratings right now. So if you are the media who's sponsor based, how do you get him off?
That is the dynamics of the way the tail has been wagging the dog and is biting them in the butt as well. Because I don't think half the media wants him in there either, because he's deaf on the media. He calls the media ignorant, stupid. You know, he called one of the women, I think, a hussy.
It was rough.
Yeah, I mean, so he's not a fan of the media, but the media has to swallow this pill that they don't like because they've trained themselves to follow the dollar rather than the story. And I think media started out following the story, doing the job, and looked over the shoulder, and money was following them. And then when they started chasing money, then you lose all of your ethics, you lose all your morals, and now it's biting them in the butt. You know, let's look at Trump. Trump's spending his own money. And with the loopholes, he's writing off all of his trips to tax. He writes it off, okay, as losses, and he ends up making money on losing money. That's what he does. So he goes to the U.S. Open. He goes to the golf, and he's always right by the camera. The other guys can't afford to do it. He has his own little private jet, so no one can get on him about spending campaign money a wrong kind of way. So he's using his own money. And that's what he meant by when I'm very wealthy. You understand? And so he can do things that other people can't.
But the question lies, can you buy the presidency in America
in
2015?
No. There was an attempt to buy it last election against President Obama, and America didn't let that happen. And so I don't think you can buy it, but I think that big business wants America back to the best of their ability.
Yeah,
to get it back to where it was, not where it's headed.
I would agree with that. But you know what's fascinating about the whole thing is that for years news divisions lost money. But then 60 Minutes came along and it became the number one show on television. Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, no, wait a second. That's not the way to do it.
Repeat that again. Like
the news divisions at networks always lost money.
Uh-huh.
Always lost it.
Right.
60 Minutes came on television and made a profit because they were the number one show on television, so people wanted to sponsor them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they decided, well, news divisions need to start turning a profit. Because news divisions did not used to turn a profit, and that's why Edward R. Murrow could take on Joseph McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
But now,
they have
to turn a profit.
You remember what started the whole profit thing, too, was the Iran hostage with Ted Koppel coming on at Nightline.
Yeah.
And people would watch that. And I think 60 Minutes piggybacked off of Nightline and started becoming more, you know, people could see it on Sundays right after a football game. And they build on it from there. But I really think, because I was a college student at the time, and I remember sitting up watching Ted Koppel at Nightline. And then after the Iran crisis was over, he started going into the gang war thing in D.C. and John Thompson being on, and all of a sudden they start seeing, man, this thing can really grow. This we can go in a lot of different areas in this Nightline, and it lasted long after the hostages, and that's when 60 Minutes picked up, because it wasn't going to keep steam because it was so late. Was after the news, and people would go to bed because they had to get up and go to work in the morning. Well, Sunday, right after football, after meal, you had 60 Minutes, and it's still thriving to this day.
It is, and you know, there is a thing about access, though. You know, if you report a story about the fire department or police department, and they don't like it, next time you call them, want information on the murder that happened last night,
mm-hmm.
they're more inclined not to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't used to be the way of life.
Right. Well, it's that instant media. You know, there's a big thing now where Ginther is talking about in Columbus, that as president of the city council, that has been approved $15 million for officers to wear those cameras, body cameras.
Right.
And the chief of police of Columbus is against it because she said that it will invade people's privacy. When they go to talk to witnesses, there'll be camera and people can see, and it'll be, and if it has nothing to do with the case, then it's public record and people can see it, and so people won't come and openly talk to the police anymore because their face will be public record. But you know, I think those things can be worked out without a problem. Those things can be worked out, but there's a big thing now pushing, you know, people going to resist this because they're not going to be all gung-ho simply because of the red light cameras. And they want to make sure they say, well, I was against it when they first came out. So if anything comes along, everybody's covering their butt. It's called cover your own butt, right?
Well, you know, and that's the thing about politics today. And that's the only thing to me that I like about Donald Trump is that no lobbyist. Because it is all out of his own pocket.
Right.
So he can say what he wants to say.
Right.
Wouldn't it be great if the political system did run like that, but it was serious people who had plans?
Right.
You know, like this whole Hillary Clinton came to my wedding.
Mm-hmm. You know why she came to my wedding?
Yeah.
Because I donated, and she better come to my wedding.
That's right.
I mean, yeah, I mean.
So, what does that
I mean, so if he does that with her, what's he going to do with other people?
Well, that's what I say. You know, he can be entertaining now and get the ratings for these debates up. But what are we going to do when he's meeting with Vladimir Putin?
Right. Or I want to see the debate when he won't let the other people talk. And he'll never answer a question. And whether he fools the public enough. Well, not the public. The 28% of Republicans. If he fools them enough to think he answered a question that he hasn't answered a question yet.
Well, he hasn't, but why aren't people pressing him harder? Because he always says, let me inform you. You know, I remember he did the thing with Anderson Cooper, and Anderson tried, but he kept saying, let me inform you, Anderson, about this. What's your favorite book to Donald Trump? The Bible. Well, what's your favorite verse? I don't have to tell you that. But when you press him, then they come out in the media. Oh, you're just trying to put Donald Trump down.
Mm-hmm.
In essence, it's the people. It's his followers. It's his 28%.
Yeah, well, 28% is not going to put you in the White House.
Do you think the Republicans in general could ever get in the White House again with the stances they have on illegal immigration and women?
No.
So what do they need to do?
Well, I think that everything they're doing now is a test ground to find out, like, you know, the what demographics are here, what demographics are here, what does it take to get that demographics. That's why I think all these 11 people there, because they know the GOP is pretty much done as it stands, as it stood in the past, and that they have to revamp themselves. And if this is the best the GOP has to offer, with the people they're running, they're in trouble. So are they conceding the White House this next election for plans for the future? Because it's a 5-year plan. The master plan's 10 years. So is this part of the 5-year plan towards the master plan? Because it's obvious they have to revamp. And so why not none of these people, none of these people that are running are presidential. I honestly feel that way.
With 30 seconds left, who do you believe is going to be the Republican candidate?
Probably Cruz. Or Bush.
Could be very interesting. Satch Solinger is going to stick with us, and Mr. McFeely just arrived a few minutes ago, so he'll be with us in the next hour. Stay tuned to WWGH Radio. We'll be on through 4 p.m. today, and catch us tonight in the big parade downtown Marion, 6 to 8 p.m. It's going to be a lot of fun. Stay tuned. You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio.